Blog Talk Radio.
She's all in the way.
Sometimes you have to speak victory during.
speak over yourself. Sometimes you have to tell yourself that you can do it, even when everybody around you said it. You cannot. Speak life over your situations, life over the circumstances. Even sometimes when the doctors say that they've done all that they can do, if you just speak life over the situation, do you know that there is a change when you speak life over any situation that comes upon you? I'm reminded of even Daniel in the lion's den, amen, when the lions, he thought the lions were going to devour him, amen, but God, hello, it is Sunday, May 13th, happy Mother's Day to you all. Yes, I said to you all, because you may be a woman and you may be a man, but everybody on this earth has had a mother. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, brought to you by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother, Hakim Nuba.
Hey, good evening, sir. How are you?
Blessings to you, doctor. It's a wonderful day.
Yes, it is.
If you are in need of prayer, you can always contact us on the Jubilee Facebook page. You can tweet the HubNet Online Network. But the quickest way is to call the show, 646-787-1798. Again, that is 646-787-1798. At the end of the show, we set aside a few minutes for that very thing, prayer requests. If you just want to communicate about what the word was today or whatever your need is at that moment, and we can be a helping hand, that's your time. Amen. I always like to open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this great day. You have blessed us in so many ways. You have opened up doors, Father, that were otherwise closed. Father God, you have blessed us. We have seen your work before our eyes. When the world tries to tell us that you do not exist, we are comforted every day by knowing that I worship a living, breathing, risen Savior. Father God, for what you've done just this past week. The same people, the good brother Hakim, Sister Michelle, and all others, Father, the same ones that I spoke to last week, I have spoken to within this week and even today. I thank you for blessing them and keeping them, Father. Now, open up doors, Father. Open up windows, Father. Let your light so shine upon them. Give them, Father God, the spiritual insight, Father. Give them spiritual direction, Father. Give them new ideas, Father, to take this network places that it has never been taken before. I just thank you, Father. I'm just so excited about this day. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. I am excited, happy, and full of joy. And my prayer is, I hope that you are too. It is my job to release the captives to teach God's word and to stand on his promises and to be a shoulder to those who need someone to lean on. Know that you are not by yourself. When the world comes at you, when things go wrong, even when things are going right, we celebrate, we cry, we praise, and we run for God together. That's what this is all about. Family. Today is a special day for me. I want to introduce you all to somebody. Throughout my life, this person has always been a stable force. Before I met my wife, she was my biggest cheerleader. There were times when I didn't have faith in myself, but this person told me constantly that you can do it. Set your mind to your goals and do it. I would like to say that before I knew anything about God, this person was God. In fact, God is the name of mother. Well, mother is the name of God until a child can call on God for themselves. On this day, I would like to introduce to you the woman who made this all possible, our matriarch, our Deborah, Ruth, and Esther, my mother, Sister Betty Townsend. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Reverend Townsend. It is so nice to be on the station, and I hope that I will be able to give some insight and some understanding to everyone that's listening.
Amen. Amen. You see, I entitled this episode A Family Affair, because I wanted everybody to know where I came from and who brought me into this world and where I learned what I learned. And I thought it was just fitting that on Mother's Day, this would be a day that we could not only celebrate your works, but I want those who listen to this show to celebrate not only you, but their parents as well. So again, it is a blessing to have you on the show. And again, I wanted those to know who led me to the water to drink of God's goodness. And as we conduct this interview, I want you all to listen not only with your ears, but listen with your heart, because God has a word for each and every one of you. Shall we get started? Mother, my first question to you is, how long has God been the center of your life?
Really, as long as I can remember, but I do remember joining the church at the age of 10 years old. At first, I was kind of skeptical. You know, I'm listening to my parents, my mother, and my sisters, and everyone is telling me, go on, join church. I was a little afraid, but I said, well, why should I be afraid of the good Lord? So I took that walk down the aisle and joined church. And I'm so glad that I did, because all of my family was there. And it was just something, and they were just smiling at me, and it made me feel so good that I did something good. And it was such a good feeling that went through me, just went through me. And I said, oh, I did do something good. I joined the church, and now I'm going to learn more and more about God.
Hey, man, you spoke about that walk. That walk is one of the most scariest walks that you would ever have to take. I remember when I took the walk, hey, man, and everybody's looking at you, and everybody's examining you with their eyes, and you have to go before the preacher and give the preacher your hand, and it is very scary, but it's also fruitful to the spirit, because not only are you praying for yourself, but now you have a whole church praying for you, and they're praying that God would use you mightily. So I can understand where you're coming from as far as being a little reluctant, but God is good.
Yes, He is.
So what were your parents, your parents, my grandparents, were they believers in Christ?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. My mother, when it was time for our meals, and both of my parents worked, of course, and but during our meals, we always had to say grace. Time for bed, we had to get down on our knees and pray and ask the Lord to forgive us if we had done anything bad that day, ask Him to, or mischievous, I wouldn't say bad, mischievous. We had to ask the Lord to forgive us, and my mother would be right there with us on her knees next to us on the bed. And so this is what I got used to, and got used to my children doing the same thing, and learning about God, and wanting to just pull it all in as much as possible, because it was such a good feeling, such a good feeling. And it just continued day after day, year after year.
Amen. So do you feel that there was a foundation that was established from pretty much from when you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, from childhood and learning how to get on your knees and pray, asking God for forgiveness and asking God for thanking God for your food and the nourishment of your body that He provides through the food. Do you believe that that was a root that was established in you that you just carried on through the rest of your life and you instilled into your children?
Yes. And it felt so good. And I know that times that you all didn't understand what was going on, and we went to church every Sunday. We went to Sunday school. I mean, whatever was going on at church, we went, and everybody knew that they had to go. And that's what I made sure of. You know, if you couldn't go to church, as a lot of parents would say, if you can't go to church, you can't go any place on Sunday, not even come out the door at all, you know. But we went to church, and I made sure that my children went to church.
Amen.
And they were also involved in all of you all were also involved in everything that was going on for the children, the sleepovers, everything, in the choir, ushering whatever needed to be done, I made sure that you were there.
Amen.
And not just my children, but then my grandchildren came along.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the same thing with them.
Amen. So, being a black woman in a particularly male-dominated society, what pushed you to achieve the goals you did in life?
My parents. My parents. My mother, oh my, she was a go-getter, and she made sure that her children did the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the belief that we had and knew that the Lord was listening. And we always just discussed things and talked about things. And my mother, she was a believer in Christ. My dad also, but he was very quiet. He didn't say very much. But when he said something, we listened.
Mm-hmm.
Because we knew what he was saying was the truth. And he would say it very quietly. And
mm-hmm.
when you listen, I mean, it just like went through you and you knew he meant what he said. And one thing about it, too, we had no choice. My daddy was a tall man. And he could stand and look down at you with his head to the side, and you knew you had better listen and do what he said. And we did that. He was quiet. He didn't say much, but I believe in my heart he was a believer because his whole family were believers and believed in God. So I know he also did too.
And speaking of your parents, who was the drill sergeant?
My mother was the drill sergeant. I mean, oh gosh, whatever she said, if you didn't do it, believe me. And I guess I was always the one that would try them. I was always the one that would try them. And I got in a lot of trouble being the youngest. But it worked out good. It worked out wonderful, I think. Because being at home, the only one at home, everyone else was gone. I would do a lot of little things, just like kids do. But I was okay. I was okay. They would just look at me, you know, and say, as if to say, what is she going to do next?
All right. Well, amen. Amen. And so when you were younger, you were pretty much the youngest of the four of you all. And so as everybody else went on to school and you were by yourself, so you claimed to be just a little mischievous one.
Yes, I was.
Okay. So now I know now where we get it from.
All right.
yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But now I got to hit you with a really hard question. I'm sure a lot of people have wanted to know, and I know that this question has been asked many, many times by many, many people. But I want to ask you because I want to know myself. And for those who are listening, somebody needs to know the answer to this. How on God's green earth did you raise three children being a single parent? What pitfalls and traps did you encounter along this way?
By the grace of God, not just raising the three children, then along came the grandchildren. Being a single parent, the pitfalls and the traps along the way, believe me when I say it wasn't easy. There were times I myself wondered if I was doing it correctly. I worked two jobs, went back to school, got my social worker's license, worked part-time at a clinic taking care of children that had mental problems. I did what I needed to do in order to take care of my children. And it was at a children's center that really got me to see just what was going on with kids and their parents, and going out to homes every day, three and four homes every day, because parents didn't know how to take care of their children because they had infant babies, premature infant children, and trying to teach them and show them how to care for their babies. It wasn't an easy task, but I enjoyed doing what I did, very much so. By Almighty God, I enjoyed it because I had so many of them to go forward in their lives and believe in God. Went back to school, got themselves an education. So what I did when I did it, it was by the grace of God that I did, and I enjoyed my work very, very much. It wasn't work, it was enjoyment, because everyone seemed to have gotten something out of whatever I said. They just soaked it in. And it was such a blessing. And I call them all my children.
Amen. Well, you know, I remember the days where the winter, sometimes when we didn't have heating, we all had to huddle in one room, and you know, it was just strenuous on you because you had to keep us comforted,
yes,
and protect us. And you know, you were the mother, the father. Sometimes you were the sister, then the brother. And what I always loved about your parenting style is that you always had an open door policy. Even after working 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., coming home, sleeping till 9, getting up, going back at 11 at night to 7 in the morning, coming home, taking a shower, and going right back to work at 9 a.m., you never once told your children that you were too busy to listen to them. And I think that's the one thing today that's missing within a child's life is nobody listens to them. And you know, we have to learn that they have voices too. We have to listen to them, but they also have to listen to us. So I just wanted to say that, you know, it helped me along the way not to be so bitter and angry and frustrated with the trials of life that I seemingly had no control over, just to be able to voice it and to talk about it. And you raised us to always speak our minds. And even if you didn't like it, you listened, then you corrected the situation. And I think that is a absolute wonderful way of parenting, is listening to your children, let them speak to you, then you correct the situation. And I just wanted to thank you for that, because it helped me in so many ways just to be able to talk to you and say things to you. And some things that I didn't want to say to you, but I knew that I had enough trust and comfort in you that I could speak to you about things that maybe I should have spoken to a male about it, and I could, and if you didn't know the answer, you would find the answer. And I know my brother and my sister both feel the same way, that you never once turned us away when you were tired or even frustrated, or because you also had your own issues to deal with, your own life to deal with. Now you have three other lives that's clinging to you for support, for protection, for help, and whether it's physical, financial, spiritual. You have all these three lives that you have to look after. And I just want to say, from my perspective and from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your sacrifices, and thank you for what you did for us and what you did for me in helping us to become good men and women of God, because statistically speaking, one of us should be either dead or in jail, and that is not the case. So that means that God did a work through you and on our behalf. And so I just want to say thank you for all that you did. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for molding us. And thank you for showing us, because where would we be without you? Where would we be?
I thank you so much for saying that, because I did what I was supposed to do as a mother. I did what I was supposed to do as a mother. And this is what I try to teach my clients also. And they could hardly wait. The children would be waiting at the door, because if those that had other children, they would be waiting at the door for me to come, because I would always take something with me to give them, a little toy, just some cookies. They were just precious. Even the parents would just be smiling, waiting at the door for me to come. But that was due to me knowing that my children are safe. And as it was being a single mother, and I would take you all and take even the neighborhood kids places where they had never been before.
Amen.
And we would have drop-off points. Now, I was the single mother, but there were other children, and we would have drop-off points and where to take the children, and so that everyone would be home safe.
Amen.
And that's what I did. And that's what I was supposed to do. But I do thank you for letting me know how you feel about that. And I love you.
Amen. I love you as well. And before I loose you and let you go, I have one more question for a young mother who is experiencing right now what you have dealt with. What advice can you give them?
Wow. Well, in raising three children, being a single parent, what pitfalls and traps along the way? So many, so many. Believe me when I say it wasn't easy. There were times I myself wondered if I was doing it correctly. Working two jobs, I wondered if I was letting something go in order to make sure that I was able to get to my jobs instead of seeing after my children. But we were able to get it all together. All together.
Amen.
And you guys knew what you had to do in order for us all to be safe also. Not just you, but all of us. things didn't work out all the time. It wasn't perfect, but we made it through. And that's
so
what was important to me.
Amen. So you would tell a young lady who is going through what you're going through that essentially it's all about her faith.
That faith, the size of a mustard seed. Pray.
Amen.
Get on your knees and pray. Attend
Amen.
A church. Take your child or your children. Spend as much time that you can talking, informing of the rights and wrongs. Keep a closer eye on them. Do everything you can together. It does not mean you have to have lots of money to spend. Go to the playground. Push them in a swing. That's important. And teaching them the right meaning of having God in their lives as well.
Amen. Amen. Well, Mother Townsend, this has been a fantastic interview. I'm sure somebody here has gotten something out of what you said and how you have spent your life making sure that your children were safe and your grandchildren were together. And again, we thank you. But the blessing comes in, I know you got a word for the people. Now, I'm eager to hear this word as well. So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to let you do your thing. At the end of your message, we have some people that may want to say some things to you. So I just thank God for that. And Mother Townsend, the floor is yours.
Well, my subject is my all in all, God. In the 23rd Psalm, Book of Psalms, David described God in two ways. First, a shepherd who cares for his sheep. Second, who cares for his guests. But why does God love us so much? Well, John 3:16 reminds me, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. Knowing God is the good shepherd, it comforts my soul, knowing that he loves us that much. Hmm. You know, if you take time and read the scriptures and read between the lines, it will come to you just like, oh, my goodness, just to rub your hand across your face.
Mm.
The restoration of the soul indicates the returning of life or vitality. If you are faithful to God, God will tend to follow the path that leads to righteousness. And righteousness is what you want in your life. You want your children just observing, and I enjoy observing people and watching parents and their children, not snatching on them and all of that, but talking to them in a nice tone of voice for the child to really pay attention and listen. But that's why God loves us so much. He loves us because we listen. We pay attention. We do what we need to do. That's what we do. That's what we are supposed to do.
Amen.
The returning of life, when you are faithful to God, you will tend to follow the path that leads to righteousness. And what is righteousness? Our belief in the Almighty. The Psalm now described that faithful person as God's guest at a meal. The enemies are powerless to prevent the enjoyment of God's generous hospitality. For a non-Levite to dwell in the house of the Lord, to have ready access to the sanctuary for worship. Believe in the Lord. He will show you what you need to do. He may not come when you want him, but he's usually right on time. Show your children, teach your children what God is all about. There's so many books for children, so many. Follow the outlines. Do what it says, and the children will begin to enjoy these things. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's what we want to do, is to dwell in the Lord's house forever and continue to pray and keep the children in the right track, on the right track. When they see you doing it, they will do it. Children follow what the parents will do. So for the children to do, they will do what you do. And it's such a blessing. And you can't help but smile when you see them following you in what you're doing. And you know that's a blessing. Heavenly Father, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why should I have to fear any evil? No. No way. Because God is right there with me. I don't have to worry about all of the evil. The shepherd who cares for the sheep, that's what God did. Host who cared for his guests, that's what he did. In worship, the faithful celebrate God's greatness and majesty. Those who are faithful to God will follow the path that lead to righteousness, which is a blessing, not a burden. The restoration of the soul indicates the returning of life or vitality. As you know, the enemies are powerless to prevent the enjoyment of God's generous hospitality for a non-Levite to dwell in the house of the Lord. Always house of the Lord. Find some songs. Find some prayers. Sing some songs with your children. They would enjoy it so, so very much. Just continue. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. All right. Now that's what I'm talking about now. Amen. I may have to come down and steal that little notepad from you. Amen. 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 You know, you give us something to think about when it comes to learning about God's resume. Amen. And that's a true blessing. That's a true blessing. Thank you, Mother, for that insightful word. And I know I learned something today to put my trust and my all in God. Amen?
Yes.
Because sometimes we have to be reminded of God's goodness and God's grace and God's mercy on our lives. And so I am just so grateful for this opportunity that God has given you and just to be able to sit back and to listen and to see how much you have grown from, you know, when you first started out, when we started, you know, studying together, and to see now how God has used you mightily. It is just amazing. And I want everybody to know that the only thing that I helped her with was the subject. Amen. And after that, I told her I can't write your message for you, because then it'll, you'll be speaking my words and not what God wants you to speak. Amen. So I'm a stickler for that. They all tell you I don't write nobody's sermons for them. Amen. Or their messages. They have to write it themselves. You got to hear God's word for yourself. Amen. And so I'm just grateful. And Brother Hakim, my good brother.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to know if we have any people that's on live that may want to give a word. If you are on live and you would like to give a word to Sister Townsend, now is your chance. And welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Okay, I believe that will be your sister. If she can hear us, say hello.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hello, everybody. This is Jacqueline Echoes. How are you guys doing?
I'm
doing
good.
Hey,
Nana.
Yes.
Bring yourself.
Hello, dear.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and you too,
say,
honey.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that was an awesome word that you spoke. You spoke into my spirit, as you have done for the 51 years of my life on this earth. And I just wanted to say how grateful I am. You brought back some good memories of some of the stories of us growing up. And it's true. Right now, if I don't go to church, I don't go nowhere. You know? So I'm so grateful for all those things that you instilled in my life. You know, just those weekends that you did have me, because some people don't know that I'm your stepdaughter, but you taught us. Step was never in our vocabulary. We never did that. We didn't do half brothers and half sisters, none of that. You taught me that. I was your daughter, no matter what. Mike and Donnie are my brothers, and that's how we've always been for all of our lives. And again, I thank you for that. And so the times that I was able to share with you, it taught me just how to be a person, a woman. And I tell you this all the time, and I thank you, because if it wasn't for you, I really don't know where I would have been. I wouldn't have known some of the things to instill in my own son, which have grown up and graduated from college and grad school and all that stuff. And all that stuff, I contribute that to you. I contribute it to God, and definitely you, Nana, for being that present person, that strong black woman in my life that I needed and that I still need and that I do truly love from the bottom of my heart. So I just wanted to say thank you for always encouraging me, always being there for me for everything, my first car, first house, everything. You gave me a place to live, any and everything that I needed. You never told me no. You was always there for me. So, again, I love you, and I thank you for that. I do, from the bottom of my heart, and happy Mother's Day.
And I love you too, my dear, very much, and always, always have and always will.
Amen. Hey, sister, make sure you don't tell them my government name now, okay?
Oh,
you good? I'm just messing with you. I'm just having fun. Amen. Amen.
And to also see how you raised your son, how you raised and taught him, and you didn't let up, and that was a blessing to see.
Amen.
Thank you, Nana. I learned from the best. I learned from the best. Thank you, like I said, for always being that example, Nana. And I can't even, I mean, it's not even words. It really, it's hard to put into words, but I think you know we got that bond. We always had it, and we will always have it no matter what. You know me better than anybody. You know my
yes.
mood. You know me, and you love me
yes.
for me. And that's one thing I love about
yes.
you. You've always allowed me to be me, and you love me just for being Jackie, you know, because you understood.
Right.
You were there from the beginning. Even though you didn't
that's
birth
right.
me,
that's
you
right.
raised me. You know what I'm saying? You were closer to
yes.
me than my birth mom and my birth father. So you know what I'm saying. Pastor Townsend knows. So, again, just much love to you. And, again, this is a wonderful word, and this is a wonderful time just being online with you guys. Wonderful. Thank you.
Amen.
And thank you, too, dear.
Do we have anybody else who would like to give an encouraging word?
Well, I believe your wife is on.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Okay. Hello.
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 Welcome to Jubilee FM.
Hi. Mother, I don't, that word was just really wonderful. I appreciate that word, and I appreciate that time, and I just appreciate you, because if it hadn't been for you, then I wouldn't have met my wonderful husband, and for that I'll always be grateful, and that's why you're mother.
Well, you know what, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you for loving my son.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, and I love you too. And I hope you have a blessed rest of your Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. And Brother Akim, is there anybody else that would give us a good word for this evening?
Well, we have a few people who've been holding online. I think we've got about three, so let me start with the first one.
All right. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Oh, good evening, Pastor Townsend.
Good evening.
And happy Mother's Day to your mom, Ms. Townsend.
Thank you so much.
And that word was really that was really good. Just getting home, my sister took me, my grandma, my mom, and my brother out to eat today as appreciation.
All right.
Amen.
I know she enjoyed it.
Yeah, and yesterday my grandma turned 82.
Oh, my. Isn't that a blessing?
Yes, and it is a blessing because my grandfather died the day after Thanksgiving, past November. So it's been off and on.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless your family.
Thank you. And I like to probably say to all the mothers that's probably listening, Happy Mother's Day to you all, and whoever has probably lost their mom or even lost their child unexpectedly, God's still with you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David,
blessing.
For those words.
And
thank you for those
before
words,
I,
sir.
You're welcome. Before I get off, I've been in constant, you know, prayer and thoughts to one of my classmates of mine from high school that she's in a she just got his relationship, but the other day I seen a video like a little of that domestic violence, and I reached out to her because it kind of bothered me, and I said I just got to reach out to her.
Yeah.
So what I did was I text messaged a Bible verse of Isaiah 54:17.
Mm-hmm.
And she responded to me late Friday night, said thank you for that, and I got a message from her yesterday, said thank you for being there for me.
That's
Amen.
A blessing. That was something that she needed, very much so.
Yes,
and continue talking to her. Check with her daily, especially if it's a possible case of abuse or domestic
yes.
violence. Check with her daily. Even if it's just calling to say hello, how are you, what's going on? You know, don't make it like you just, you know, that you're checking up on her every day, but just that you're interested and wants to find out, and you want to find out what's going on with her. You may be the only one that she can talk to. So don't hesitate.
Oh, I won't. I'll try to send her.
Amen. Brother Darius, you still there?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, I just wanted to thank you for those words and continue to be the anchor that God has called you to be. Amen.
Amen.
Before we close, brother.
Oh, yes, and one, I know probably a little bit of time, but we're a little situation here in my hometown of Dayton where we had a prayer visual yesterday for a 6-year-old young girl that passed away.
Oh, my.
She was, the car ran her over and just kept going.
Oh my God.
Today, I talked about it. They took her to the children's hospital here in Dayton where she didn't make it. So, right, they had a prayer ritual yesterday I saw on the news. Six years old.
Well, we will definitely be praying for her.
Oh, yeah.
And praying for the family. You know, it's wow.
That is so sad.
Yeah. You know, God is, we know that she's with the Lord.
Yes.
We know that she's with the Lord, and we know that God will hold her up, and there's no more pain. And we will continue to pray for her, Brother Darius.
Yes.
And
yes.
As we have 1 minute to, before we close, Brother Akim, I would like to give anybody else an opportunity, if they have a word. Before we close,
yes, we have 2 more people. If we can get them in really quick.
Amen.
Hello.
Welcome to the Jubilee Affair. Hello.
Pastor Townsend and the Townsend family. This is Michelle. I've been listening to you guys as a unit, as a family. I'm so grateful that you guys graced my network with your presence today. I am just really, what's the word I'm looking for? And I know I need to be brief before we get cut off. Comfortable with Mother Townsend's
okay.
tone and her presence and her grace. That word that she gave us just pretty much confirmed the rest of my day with my son and my family. And I just want to make an announcement and an invitation to Mother or Mama Townsend, that you are the mother of the network. You are absolutely, I've heard you briefly a few other times, but today you are absolutely at any time. And this is your son's show, so I can't really say who can be on there, but I'm inviting you to come on his show whenever you want to.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank
you.
He
may not like
that,
but it's his show. It's on my network, but it's his show. You are somebody's mother. You are somebody's aunt. You're somebody's stepmother. I heard the family, and I'm so grateful that you are able to spend your time with us today. So thank you and bless you. And we honor you today like I honor my mom and my son honored me. We honor you today. Thanks for all your hard work and your words of encouragement, because there is somebody out there that's listening to this. We have a pretty big following, And we also have a lot of people to go back. This is Forever Podcast. So anybody that's listening, or if you miss it, or if you're scrolling through and you want to listen to some shows, they will hear your word. It'll be right when the Lord send them to listen to it. They need to hear what you have to say. And that, you know, just like you said in your message, it's never on time, but it's right when he wanted to be. So we thank you.
And that is true.
I thank you. I believe that we are all come across each other's path at a certain time, at a certain place, for a certain reason. And I kind of understand now why, how me and Pastor Townsend crossed paths, the reason why, because the objective was to get him on so everybody can hear him read the word on the network. So I thank you, and I thank the Townsend family for gracing us with y'all's presence today. And God bless all of you.
Amen.
And the same to you. And the same to you.
Amen. Amen. Well,
and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, as my presiding elder and pastor always says, I hate to let you go, but on behalf of the Townsend family, Sister Michelle, the good brother Hakim, and myself, Pastor D. Townsend, This has been the Jubilee Affair. Until next time, God bless you.
God bless you.